This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. The fashion industry is about more than just clothes. The cutthroat world of fashion can also be about scandal, Me Too moments, human trafficking, even at times, murder. Well, at least that's what the new book Fashion Jungle is about. Now, this book was written by Kathy Ireland and the number one New York Times bestselling novelist, Rachel Van Dyken, who just happens to live in Boise. The book is actually based on real life events from Kathy Ireland's life and career. With us in studio today to talk about Fashion Jungle is co-author Rachel Van Dyken. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so Rachel, let's just start with you. You live in Boise.
I do. Eagle, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Same thing.
You live in the Treasure Valley.
Yep.
You write all kinds of romance novels. So tell us about the books that you typically write.
So I typically write contemporary romance, romantic suspense. I've been doing it for about a decade now. So I'm mostly known for that contemporary and the romantic suspense. And then when obviously we were approached by Kathy's team, we decided to kind of add all that into it and kind of, you know, fictionalize what she'd been through in her life.
Okay, so talk to me about that process. Now, we're talking about Kathy Ireland, the supermodel.
Yes.
Kathy Ireland.
Yes.
And what, you get a phone call one day?
Yeah. I mean, it really was as simple as that. You know, we connected, and I remember standing outside my house, and she called, you know, my cell phone, and I was like, this is not real life. This is not happening. And so we just talked, and we really hit it off, and she just started telling me her story. And as she started, you know, started pouring out of her, I was even getting emotional thinking, like, we have to tell the world about this. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to get this out here, especially because it's a lot to do with, like, we talked about human trafficking and the Me Too movement. And I feel like it's such a necessary time for us to be having this conversation and to be having these types of conversations. And so, yeah, we chatted and then we just started working on it right away.
And how long did the process take?
You know, the writing process wasn't as long as you would think. It was about 4 months of us going back and forth, you know, pages and pages of notes. And I think the hardest part for us was trying to condense it into one book, you know, instead of several books, because we're talking, you know, she's been, you know, a supermodel for a really long time, but she's also a business mogul. So you have all these different aspects of her career that are pouring into this novel. And so for us, it was just trying to condense it into a book that wasn't confusing and a book that actually made sense and had a good flow.
So how much of the book is fiction and how much of it, I mean, you know, because they're based on events in Kathy Ireland's life. Because one thing that is sticking out to me as I'm reading the book is there is a character in the book who is a state senator looking to run for president. And there are these, there are suggestions in the book that this character may be based around John F. Kennedy Jr., his family. And so then I'm sitting here going, okay, well, who did he date? He didn't date a super, he dated Daryl Hannah. He dated Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, I'm going down the list of like who he dated.
A little cheat sheet in
front
of you.
I don't think he dated Kathy Ireland, but I mean, is that, I'm seeing little glimpses of that.
Mm-hmm. And that was done on purpose. You know, I call that we leave Easter eggs for our readers for them to figure out things on their own. And that's kind of what we wanted to do. We didn't want to come out and say, this is about so-and-so, and we're never going to, you know, obviously do that. But we do base a lot of characters on people that are still living, some people that are no longer with us. And we wanted to make sure that we were stayed true to the memory of a lot of those people that maybe aren't with us anymore. And so if you're asking, you know, how much of it is based in reality, I would say half and half. I mean, a lot of it is based on things that really did happen, maybe things you wouldn't normally see, you know, on the front of People magazine, but things that really did happen in her lifetime and to, you know, friends of hers.
Oh, also what sticks out to me is, so the book is about four friends, four women who have all been models.
Right.
And you know, when they're in their 30s and where their life has gone, where it is. And yet they all were like 14 years old.
Right.
When they came to New York City, when they tried to become models, you know, and they talk about, like, I mean, really even living in like incredibly cramped quarters and all of that. And that almost took me back to the show America's Top Model, because you kind of see them all living in this apartment trying to make it. But I mean, 14 years old and you are sending your child off truly into a jungle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's 100% accurate. And some of the girls, even during her time, were younger than that. And I mean, think about the trust you have to have in an industry that really, for the most part of the time, as you're reading the book, wasn't that trustworthy. I mean, everything to them was about, you know, just making it. And the agents really at that time did not look out for, a lot of them did not look out for, you know, their models they were supervising. I think the thing that shocked me the most about that wasn't just the living conditions, but the fact that they would send you money or wire you money and then you would, you know, fly to New York. And then if you didn't make it, they sent you a bill in the mail. So like, and right. I don't know, that's just crazy to me. I'm like, okay, so you think that you have this great opportunity and all of a sudden if you can't make it, you get an invoice for a couple thousand dollars because you didn't make your money back. It's almost like they give you an advance and then if you don't earn it back, okay, mm-hmm. well, nice try. It was a good summer. So
yeah. So thanks.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, we've all heard about this within just, I think New York City at a certain time, but other cities as well in these industries, is the drug use. Mm-hmm. And there are these scenes in the book where this one character, Brittany in particular, you know, is on the phone with her mom and she's noticing another model giving another model cocaine. And the model is 14 years old.
Right. And that's something that actually is a true story that really did happen to Kathy. That was not fictionalized at all. She was sitting, and I think it was in Europe. She was sitting in Europe and she had her Bible in her lap. And her mom had just, I think she had happened to call or she was had just talked with her and she was like, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing? You know, she was obviously, you know, a fantastic, she still is a fantastic, wonderful Christian woman, but she had, you know, all these people around her that were doing drugs and it was okay. And not even that, they were given those drugs. It's not like they just mm-hmm. discovered them. I mean, that was just part of the entertainment industry and part of the environment that she was in. So yeah, I mean, I'm 14, 15. I can't imagine being surrounded by that. And with all the pressure, I mean, you have to be a very, very strong individual to withstand that and to make it out alive like she did.
Oh, we're talking about the book Fashion Jungle with Boise co-author Rachel Van Dyke. And she wrote this book with supermodel Kathy Ireland. So why a novel mm-hmm. instead of like a memoir about Kathy's life?
You know, that's a great question. Something that Kathy and I have discussed a lot, especially in the last few weeks, is it's really hard to hand someone a memoir and say, read this, because a lot of people, they want fashion or they don't want nonfiction. You know what I mean? A lot of people, though, will read fiction. And the other part of it is protecting individuals, obviously, that are involved in her life. But on top of that, it's so easy to hand someone a novel that maybe they wouldn't otherwise read because it looks fun and flirty and it's about the fashion industry, but also weave in a lot of truth into it mm-hmm. so that they also can get impacted by it. I mean, a lot of young girls are going to look up at this novel and be like, oh my gosh, Kathy Ireland, I want to read this, not knowing that inside there's a whole bunch of information and truths that they need for their own lives. And so I think for us, it was the delivery of it. An easier way to get it into people's hands and an easier way for her even to talk about the things that may have happened to her because you're also projecting that onto different characters. And so it's easier to deal with it, too. And I think for me, it was therapeutic. I know for her, it was therapeutic. And so, yeah, I think it's just in the delivery of a novel, making it easier for people to access it.
Was there a part of the book that was more difficult for you, not necessarily to write, but mm-hmm. that touched you or that has stuck with you?
You know, the biggest thing that stuck with me in this whole novel is obviously the Me Too movement, you know, just the fact that these people were not protected, you know, underage girls were not protected. Underage girls, you know, were sleeping around with, you know, photographers trying to get on the cover of Vogue. They were trying, you know, trying to make it in an industry that told them it was okay to make it in that way. I mean, so I think for me, you know, as a mom, I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like these people grew up in an environment that was totally against them, you know, from day one. And so I took that from the book, but I also took the whole human trafficking thing. I mean, that's something that's been in the news constantly, even in the last week, they, you know, they keep breaking up human trafficking here in Boise. I mean, it's all over the place. And so for me to know that it existed back then, but it also is such a huge thing right now, I think it's just good timing. And so I've always had awareness, but it's raised my awareness even more and it's made me want to get more involved. And so that's something that has stuck with me even right now.
Well, and when you do read the book, I mean, just this one character, the fact that there was a photographer that she ends up being married to, mm-hmm. but yet really groomed her.
Totally. He was a predator.
I mean, he was a predator.
Yeah.
I mean, from the time she was 14 years old, and then you see him doing it again.
Right. Normalizing it. Totally right. Normal. Because I love right. you, because this is, you know, no one's going to understand our love, but this is okay. You know, just totally grooming her. And that was normal in that day and age. And I don't know what it's like now, but I mean, that's why we want to raise awareness, because it's something that was acceptable and people just didn't talk about it.
And did Kathy, that part of it, I would think there is truth in that. Not necessarily that it happened to her, but that this was a part of the culture.
Right. And we actually have a prequel novella, if you pre-order on Apple Books, and it talks about her actual experience where she was taken to a hotel room by a trusted person. And they said, you know, we can't do the shoot today. We'll do it tomorrow. There's only one bed. Let's just stay the night. And she was like 15 or 16. And she was like, no, this is not okay. This is not safe. And she ended up having to like physically remove herself from the situation. And so we wrote it into the novella so that, again, mm-hmm. so that we could raise awareness and fictionalize it. But I know it was very difficult for her to even talk about. But it's definitely something that has been brought up in interviews that, yeah, she had to physically get away and get safe.
But how normal was that in the sense of having the ability to get away and say no? Because there are other girls coming up and it is a vicious industry.
Right. And it wasn't normal. I mean, she is a very, very strong woman. And she knew her own worth at the time and she knows her own worth now. But I can't imagine, you know, myself as a 14-year-old.
Oh, I can't either.
Because you're living your dream, right? So you justify it. You convince yourself. And then if you have people that are grooming you and telling you it's okay, you know, adults that you trust that are put in your life that you're told, always go to an adult, go to a teacher. You can trust them. Well, you know, in an industry like that, you just assume that it's okay and that maybe people don't talk about it. Maybe you're sheltered. And yeah, I think for her, I mean, for her to escape alive, it's miraculous, really.
I truly is. It's an easy read too.
Yes.
I mean, it's an enjoyable read, which is nice. And that goes back to that idea of
Yes. Sometimes
people like that versus a memoir. Mm-hmm. So talk about the book itself. Like, when is it available and how do people get a copy of it?
So it's available January 28th. So a week from today. Good timing, guys. A week from today. And you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Apple Books. If you pre-order on Apple Books, you do get the prequel novella included in that book. And then wherever books are sold, you can order it in.
I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to finishing it. Like I said before we went on air, I'm on chapter 26. So I was reading it even, like, I kept reading it all morning because I wanted to finish it before the interview, because it's fascinating. It's an inside look at something that I think we don't necessarily always get, you know, to see that insight.
Right, right.
From someone that lived it.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've been talking about the book Fashion Jungle with Boise co-author Rachel Van Dyken. The book is co-written with supermodel Kathy Ireland. It's available January 28th. It's based on Kathy's experience as a supermodel. Really interesting book. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. And remember, you can always download us for free in a podcast form wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts, if you have an iPhone, you have the app right there. So it's easy peasy to do. Thank you so much for being a part of Idaho Matters. So appreciate that. And it is Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. See you back here tomorrow.